Good morning. This meditation is for the ninth day of the month, and I just praise God for His Word. You know, I was reading here in Psalm 119, and let me just read it to you. It's such a beautiful portion of Scripture. It's such a beautiful inspiration. But first of all, let me just give you a little bit of information here as far as, you know, I would like to encourage you to give us a call. Give us a call. And my phone number is 717-656-9576. If you have been blessed, you know, if you would just give us a call and let us know that it's been a blessing. And, you know, I know some of you are listening probably every day. And it's just a blessing to know that so many people out there are listening to the Word of God. But it would also mean a lot to us if you would give, it would mean a lot to the speakers. If you would call them and let them know that you appreciate the teaching, or you appreciate the privilege of listening to God's Word like this every day. And so, again, my phone number is 717-656-9576. My name is Mose, and I just, yeah, sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle to get up and do this little devotional, but yet when I get to it and I get into it and I get excited about it, it's really exciting. It's really a beautiful thing to be able to share the Word of God like this. And this morning, I'd like to go to Psalm 119, and in Psalm 119, starting at verse 8, and probably we will read probably to the end of the chapter. I'm not sure how far we'll get, but anyway, we'll start at verse 8. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You know, again, it is so beautiful to have the Word of God, to have God's will written down for us. You know, what would we do without God's word? It's so beautiful. And sometimes, you know, we have the Word of God so freely amongst us, and yet do we really love the Word of God? Or do we just simply take it for granted? We probably all have a dozen Bibles in our house, and do we take the Word of God for granted? Or do we really realize what this book is all about? This book, if we really consider it, is the will of God for our lives. And if we would just come to the Word of God every day in that way, considering that this is the will of God for my life. And, you know, so who would not want to listen to what the will of God is for us? If we consider who God is, because God is the creator. He's the creator of the universe. He's a mighty God. And if we consider the depth of the universe, the great height of the universe, and the, you know, we consider that the greatest, the biggest star, you know, many, I don't have all the details, but many, many planets the size of the Earth would fit into the biggest star. And the distance from the Earth, from this little dot in space that we live on, the distance to the furthest star is enormous. It's a great distance, and and to know, to realize that God, in his wisdom, created this whole universe. He created every star, created every moon and everything that you see out there. He has created it. And what a great God it is, and what a privilege we have of worshiping such a great God. And so, and then God turns around after having created all these things, and he creates man in his own image, and he chooses to dwell in the hearts of his creation. And not only that, but he chooses to bring salvation through the shedding of the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. How do you feel about your only Son or your first Son? How did you feel? And so this is the great God that we serve, and this is the great God that has left us, that has written the Bible, the book of all books, his will. He has chosen to put his will in printed word for us, so that we, his children, may know his will for our lives. Well, if we're not careful here this morning, we'll run out of time before I'm done here, but that's all right. Maybe we can take it up again tomorrow morning. But anyway, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Maybe I should start the beginning again. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. You know, with my whole heart sought the Lord? Is that my primary desire? Or is my desire to walk in the ways of the Lord? Is my desire to seek the pleasures of this world? You know, the psalmist says here, with my whole heart have I sought thee. And consider who he's speaking to. He's really speaking to the young man. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Have you? Have I sought the Lord Jesus with all of my heart? Or has my heart been after other things? Maybe to make a living, or to heap up a pile of riches for myself, to have to buy a number of houses and make a security for myself. You know, in the Old Testament, there's a story of a people who did that. They started building the Tower of Babel, and they wanted to make a name for themselves, and they wanted to have a security in that tower. They wanted to put their security and their heart into that tower. You know, it was their safety. But God wants to be our safety. God wants to be our all in all. And so it says here, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. Is that really a reality in each one of us? Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Do we go after that? Do we have that desire to not wander from the commandments of God? And do we have such a desire to know the Word of God, that we hide the Word of God in our hearts. Hide the Word of God. Thy Word have I hid in mine heart. I know one thing that many, you know, I've learned some, it's extremely hard for me to memorize. It always was, and today it's even a lot worse, but it's extremely hard for me to memorize, and I don't know why God didn't give me a mind that was able to memorize better, but anyway, it's extremely hard. I can put hours and hours into, today I could put hours into trying to memorize a verse or two, and still, you know, maybe in a week it would be gone. That's the kind of memory that I have. But many of you, especially your young people, you have a memory. You have a good memory. And you can hide the Word of God in your hearts. And I just, the few verses that I memorized, you know, it was not a priority when I was little to memorize a scripture. But I did memorize a few verses and phrases, and you know, they still stick with me today. And maybe tomorrow I can recite something that my aunt taught me, and just a few phrases, and it's not even Bible, but it's I believe it's very good. But anyway, Thy Word have I hid in my heart. So let us consider that. Why do I hide the Word of God in my heart? Well, it says here in Psalms 119:12, the second part of the verse, that first part says, Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. The first part says, Thy Word have I hid in my heart. And then the second part is, that I might not sin against thee. You know, it's, if we have the Word of God in our hearts, then it is, it will keep us from sin. You know, remember Jesus Christ, when he was first started his ministry, the devil took him out in the wilderness, and he tempted him. He came against him with all kinds of things. And what was the response of Jesus? He took the Word of God and told Satan that this is what the Word of God says. I am not following you. I am following the Word of God, and this is what the Word of God says, and I will stick to it. You know, he was not about to listen to the devil. And you know, if we don't have the Word of God in our hearts, if we don't have it hidden in our hearts, then, you know, it's so easy to just allow the devil to come with his temptations, and we just can't help it. We just fall into sin because of the devil comes with temptations. But if we hide the Word of God in our hearts, and if we have the Spirit of God living within us, then we can rise up above those temptations and not sin. You know, the birds of the air may fly over our heads, but, you know, it's our responsibility to not leave them make a nest in our hair. You know, if we are not active in the Word of God, and we're just a sitting duck for the birds, you know, to make a nest in our hair, why, hey, let's not be that way, but let's be active in the Word of God. Let's allow the Word of God to work in our hearts, and then the devil or the birds cannot make a nest in our hair. All right, well, it's time to close for this morning. God bless you, and let's just quickly breathe a word of prayer here. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for loving us, for caring for us. Thank you, dear God, for preserving the Word of God in a language that we can understand. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that each listener here this morning would take the opportunity to dig out a Bible in a language that he could understand, and memorize it, hide it in his heart, and bring glory and honor to God through the Word of God, and how beautiful it will be in years to come be able to just simply recite the Word of God. And maybe there'll be a time when we won't have the free access to the Word of God like we do now. So I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would move in each heart, Lord, to memorize the Word of God. So we just commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. God bless you, and come back again tomorrow morning. God bless you and keep you.